Yeah, as you might expect, no. Let's just note that these are liberal senators. Dick Durbin of Illinois, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Barbara Boxer of California. Their letter is asking for President Obama to use his power in the Antiquities Act to name the Greater Canyonlands National Monument, which would protect around 1.8 million acres in southeastern Utah. Utah's members, of course, know that these senators are trying to lock up land in a state they don't represent, and the president shouldn't take such unilateral action. Rob Bishop, congressman from northern Utah, has actually passed a bill in the House that would limit the president's ability to use the Antiquities Act, but it hasn't gone anywhere in the Senate. We've also noted that Obama has made it very clear that he's going to use this power to protect areas of the country that he thinks need to be saved. So, it's not beyond the realm of thinking that Obama may listen to these senators and actually name this monument.
Well, it's interesting because so far there's been one national monument declared by President Obama. Is that right?
Yeah, I think there's actually been a couple, and there was a big one recently in Colorado that he did. But he's made it clear to State of the Union he's going to do this. He spoke at the Interior Department a while back when he actually named one in New Mexico and said that he's going to continue doing this.
Final question on this topic, Thomas. Have we had any word or kind of response from the White House on this letter and the urging of the Greater Canyonlands National Monument designation?
No, and I doubt we will hear anything. This is one of those things that we're not going to know until it actually happens, if it does happen. As usual, they keep these things pretty tightly under wraps. And if Obama is going to name the Greater Canyonlands National Monument, we're going to hear about it like 24 hours ahead, maybe.
Right. That's been the history with these announcements. That's the way they generally go. Thomas, in other news related to President Obama, the House voted this week to sue him. How did Utah's members vote?
It was a near party line vote anyway. Utah's members came down on those sides, as you might expect. Congressman Rob Bishop, Jason Chaffetz, and Chris Stewart voted to sue the president. Representative Jim Matheson, our only Democrat in Congress, voted against the motion. But let's just remember, this is a pretty unprecedented act. The House has never voted to sue the commander in chief before. And it's interesting politics on both sides here. Republicans argue that they have to hold Obama accountable for not upholding the laws they passed. But Democrats say it's all about the GOP trying to whip up its base. They both have their points, but let's call it what it is. It's positioning by everyone. That's why Democrats keep raising the idea that the GOP wants to impeach Obama, because it helps them whip up their base, too. And both sides are raising money off of it.
It's very interesting to point out, and we did have John Boehner just recently saying that there are no plans whatsoever to impeach Obama, trying to address what he called scare tactics from the Democratic Party.
Very, very true. But there's also, yesterday, there Democrats were on the House floor demanding that Boehner rule out impeachment, and he wouldn't rule it out necessarily. So, it's something still the Democrats are obviously there's a reason they keep using the I word, and there's a reason Republicans don't want to use the I word. But no one's saying that the I word won't happen.
Well, as you said, a lot of posturing and political maneuvering, probably having a lot to do with fundraising. Thomas, finally today, Mitt Romney, our own Mitt Romney, was in Utah for a while over the summer. So what was he up to?
Sightseeing. So Romney took five of his grandkids and his wife Anne on a tour of the American West. So among the places they saw, of course, were Zion, Bryce, and Capitol Reef National Parks, as well as Goblin Valley and Lake Powell. He hit the Grand Canyon, too, which isn't in Utah, but it's close enough. We will count it, right? Romney posted some pictures of them hiking online and talked about a little bit about his trip through the West. Let's face it, he's got a lot more time on his hands these days to do that kind of sightseeing.
I hate to do this to you, Thomas, but does the vacation itself, the blog post, any of this, if you're doing some political augury, can you read into this? Does it mean anything?
I think it means that he's wanting to have a little bit of fun. I don't think there's any positioning on this one. I think it's just him showing off that he's a good family man and this is what he likes to do.
Well, who can fault him? He chose a nice place to do it.
Yes, exactly. I miss it too.
Well, Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune there in Washington, D.C., while we're here in beautiful Utah. I appreciate, as always, you're taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Roger.
And again, that was Thomas Burr. He joins us weekly for this conversation, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes on our website, kcpw.org.